This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and 4-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and 4-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
This is continuous coverage in the trial of Brian Walsh from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. Now, back to the courtroom.
Right this way. Just watch your step for me. Step all the way. Thank you.
You may proceed.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Could you please state your name for the record and spell your last name?
Suzanne Garland, G-A-R-L-A-N-D.
And what is your occupation, ma'am?
I own a bar method studio. It's a bar workout in Hingham Center.
And how long have you owned the bar method in Hingham Center?
Since September of 2021, I opened the studio.
And is that a franchise?
It is, yes.
And how many bar methods are in the United States?
I think at this point about 100.
And where exactly is your studio?
It's right in Hingham Center, sort of on South Street, 99 South Street, across from CVS.
And how many employees do you have at your studio?
16.
And how many clients did you have in 2022 into 2023?
I would say about 160 active clients.
And at that time, did you keep and maintain records for your business?
Yes.
And what kind of records did you maintain?
We maintained membership agreements and class history, purchases, time and date of classes taken, the number of classes each client took.
And how did you keep those records?
Electronically.
And why do you keep those records?
For regular course of business, but also to report to our franchise.
And do you have a corporate email?
Yes.
And what is that corporate email?
I have two, actually. One is hingham@barmethod.com, and the other is my personal business email, which is suzanne.garland@barmethod.com.
And you also keep payment information?
Yes.
And do you maintain all communications with clients in good faith?
Yes.
And do you keep your records in good faith as well?
Yes.
Did you know Anna Walsh?
I did.
And how did you know Anna Walsh?
I knew Anna for several years. Actually, prior to owning the Bar Method, it existed in Hingham Center. Another woman in town had owned it before, and I used to take classes there with Aunt Anna all the time. She and I would be there four times a week together taking classes. And then when I reopened the studio after COVID in 2021, she mm-hmm. signed up right away. And again, she was coming 4 days a week up until the time that she was moving.
And what kind of membership did she initially have with you?
She purchased a Club Bar Unlimited membership, which allowed her to take as many classes as she wanted during the month for a fixed price.
And did you have a membership agreement with her?
I did, yes.
May I approach, Your Honor?
You may.
Ma'am, do you recognize this?
Yes, this is our month-to-month membership agreement that we keep with all clients on the unlimited plan.
And I'd ask you to look at the last page.
This is her signature.
It's at the agreement with Anna Walsh.
Yes.
Thank you. Your Honor, I'd ask that this be the next exhibit.
Any objection?
No, Your Honor.
Martin admitted into evidence the membership agreement of Anna Walsh for Bar Method is in evidence as 152.
Ms. Starlin, as part of the membership agreement, are members asked about their health?
Yes.
And do they have to sign off for medical information?
They have to sign that they are fit to take classes.
Why is that?
For liability purposes for the studio.
So in December of 2022, how often would Anna Walsh attend Bar Method?
So she would be coming whenever she was in town. She was doing quite a bit of traveling back and forth to D.C. at that time. So I think she was there three or four times at least whenever she could come in, she wanted to be there.
So do you mean three or four times a week or something else?
I think December of 2022, she was there three or four times total, right? Okay.
And did she have a membership at that time?
She did not. She was paying drop-in classes.
And did you have communication with her about the classes via email?
Yes. She had emailed me when she found out that she was getting the new job in D.C. She emailed me that she needed to discontinue her month-to-month unlimited class membership and that she would, you know, drop in when she was around. And then when she came back to D.C. in December of 2022, she emailed me, I believe it was December 30th, saying that she had purchased a drop-in class, but she would rather do a special we were offering, which allowed her to take an unlimited amount of classes over the next month because she was going to be in the area more.
And you said when she came back, she came to D.C., but did you mean when she came to Cohasset?
I'm sorry, when she came to Hingham, yes.
Okay. And did you maintain the email communication that you had with her in your normal course of business?
I did, yes. I kept my email from her, and I have it to this day.
Okay. Your Honor, may I approach?
You may.
I'm showing you three documents, if you could look at those. Do you recognize those documents?
Yes.
And what are those documents?
These are email communications from Anna to me. The first one is letting me know that she had gotten the new job opportunity in D.C. and telling me how wonderful her experience at the Bar Method had been. However, the last 10 years, she's taken classes in D.C. and the Boston locations. She said, we have developed an incredible team culture and feeling of being cared for. She loves the energy of the studio. She asked if we were ever considering opening one in D.C. That was the first email. The second email was the one that I mentioned on December 30th, asking if she qualified for the 30-day unlimited special we were offering for $79. If so, could she exchange the single class that she booked for it, which is $29, and apply that towards the $79 special? And then I responded to her on January 1st because I was away on vacation at that time. And I said, technically, you don't qualify it since she had been in the studio recently, but I would honor it since her situation was so different than the norm.
Your Honor, I'd ask that those be the next three exhibits.
No objection.
All right. They'll be marked and admitted into evidence. So the three different emails are one from... What are the dates of those emails?
The first would be from February 27th of 2022.
Okay, that's in as 154. Well, did I mess that up? 153? Okay, so as it was coming out, I looked back up and saw there was no 153. So 153 is the email from 227-22. 154 is what date?
154 would be
12/30/2022. Okay, and the third one?
The third one would be January 1st, 2023.
All right, those three are now in evidence, 153 to 155.
And did you also keep the registration for December 31st of 2022?
The class registration log?
Yes, I apologize.
Yes, we do.
Thank you for correcting me. And that's maintained in the normal course of business?
Yes, we have records of every single class.
And I'd ask that this be the next exhibit.
Any objection?
None, Your Honor.
The class registration for the bar method is in evidence. That's 156.
May I approach, Your Honor?
You may.
And seeing that document, ma'am, do you, does that show, what does that show?
This shows that Anna Walsh created a reservation for class on the morning of December 31st. She did that on December 30th at 11:18 p.m. And it shows that she was checked in for class on December 31st at 8:17 p.m.
And does that show that she attended that class?
Yes.
Thank you.
Any cross?
Just briefly.
Good morning.
Getting there.
The email that Mrs. Walsh had sent you asking to convert her drop-in to the unlimited monthly, that was on December 31st?
Was it December 30th or 31st?
December 30th or 31st.
Yes.
Okay. And the reason that she was asking to do that is because she expected to be in the South Shore area more the next month.
Yes.
Okay. You had mentioned that your studio requires a medical waiver.
When you sign the month-to-month agreement, you do acknowledge in there that you are healthy and that you have conferred with your doctor.
And she does that, or that person, for example, does that once when they first start coming to you as a client?
They sign that every time they sign a contract.
Okay. So when was the last time Anna Walsh had signed a contract with Bar Method?
I believe it was September of 2021. I don't think she was actually ever able to book that last contract she wanted to.
Okay. So the health waiver that you're talking about, or the medical waiver, was September of 2021?
Yes.
Okay. And the medical waiver that someone signs, do they have to provide any type of medical documentation to confirm they are, in fact, good health?
No, we don't require a letter from a physician.
So it's just self-reporting?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Nothing further, Judge.
Any redirect?
No, thank you.
The witness may step down. Thank you. Commonwealth may call its next witness.
The Commonwealth would call Ashley Cimino.
Thank you. You may proceed.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
What is your name?
My name is Ashley Cimino.
Can you just pull the microphone just a little bit closer? Thank you so much. And can you spell your last name for the record?
Yes. Cimino, C-I-M-M-I-N-O.
And what is your occupation, ma'am?
I'm a special education teacher and a bar instructor.
So how long have you been a special education teacher?
About 7 years.
And you said that you're also a bar instructor.
Yes, that's correct.
And where are you a bar instructor?
Currently at the Bar Method in Hingham.
And where else have you taught bar classes?
The Bar Method in Boston, both the Back Bay location and the Financial District location when they were open.
So how long have you been an instructor for Bar Method?
So I started working there in about 2010. And so it's been about 10 plus years since I've started instructing.
And how do you become an instructor for Bar Method?
So we go through an intensive training. We sit with a trainer from headquarters. This person goes through an entire day with us. We have to take an anatomy exam, and we go through at least 3 to 6 months of training after that, co-teaching with a veteran instructor. And following that, to maintain our certification, we have to take an annual exam.
So do you need to be certified?
Yes.
And you have to maintain that certification yearly?
Yes. Every year we take an exam.
Were you familiar with Anna Walsh?
Yes. When I first met her, she was on a NIP.
And where did you first meet Anna NIP?
At the Bar Method in Boston.
And when was that? Do you remember?
It was probably around 2011. At that time, I was working at the front desk, and she would frequent the lunchtime class.
And which Bar Method in Boston?
The Back Bay location. So that was on Clarendon Street.
And how often did you see her when you were at the Bar Method in the Back Bay location?
Almost every day.
Did you ever see Anna NIP outside of the Bar Method studio in Boston?
Occasionally, if we were bumping into each other on the street, but that would be it.
Well, did you ever see her at a different job that you might have had in Boston?
yes, she had come to one of the Celtics games that I was working at.
What did you do for the Celtics?
I was a dancer.
And what was her demeanor when she came to Bar Method in Boston?
She was always so warm, seeing somebody every day.
Objection. Overruled. We'll let the answer stand. Move on.
While in Boston, did you ever meet Brian Walsh?
He did come into the Bar Method, yes.
And how many times did you meet him?
At least once or twice.
Now, directing your attention to Saturday, December 31st of 2022, were you working that day?
I was.
And where were you working?
At the Bar Method in Hingham.
And which class were you teaching?
I was teaching both classes. There's one around 8:15 and one around 9:15.
And who was in your 8:15 a.m. class?
Anna was.
And how long had you been an instructor at Bar Method in Hingham at that point?
That was my first day teaching at the Bar Method in Hingham.
And when did you first notice Anna Walsh?
So I wasn't familiar looking. We all get class lists. Of our class prior. So one of the Bar Method qualities is that we are able to call our clients by name as we're teaching them. And actually, it was because of Anna in Boston that we always clarify with our clients, is it Anna or is it Anna? So I had asked our front desk staff that day, and she was like, I believe it's Anna. So when I started class, I just made a little note of it. But she wasn't there at the start of class.
When did she come in?
She came in about 10 minutes late.
And what did you do when she came in?
It was kind of like this oh my God moment. Because with COVID, we had closed the Boston studios. And I had, you know, had 3 children simultaneously at the time. So I took a little step back from teaching. And when those studios in Boston closed, I decided it was either going to Wellesley or Hingham, and I chose Hingham.
And what type of interactions did you have with her during the class?
During the class, I was instructing her. I was giving verbal adjustments, hand-on adjustments. But when she came in, we kind of had, oh my God, I can't believe that you're here.
And what type of exercise do you do during a bar class? How does it work?
So a bar method class, you work all your muscles in your body. You work your muscles to exhaustion, and then you stretch them to become longer and leaner, but also stay healthy and safe with your body.
So can you explain how you do that?
Sure. So we start off with a warm-up. You could do up to 60 push-ups in class. We move into a portion of class where you're working your thigh muscles. You work a portion of your seat, you go into curl, and there's some stretching in between. And typically a class is 45 minutes to an hour, and you use light to heavy weights depending on the client's choice.
And do you remember how long that class was?
That was a 45-minute class.
And how did Anna Walsh perform during that class?
She was a powerhouse. Clients are given the option during my setup that they can do push-ups on their hands and knees, hands and feet, or up at the bar for a modification. And she was doing the push-ups on the balls of her feet, on her hands. She was completing the motions. She was someone that you wanted to take class with because she made you work harder.
Did you notice any injuries on her during your class on December 31st of 2022?
No, and she did not make me aware of any that would change any of the exercises that we were doing.
And after the class was over, what interactions did you have with Ms. Walsh?
We chatted, and actually I remember having to tell her, I'm so sorry, I can't finish our conversation because the next class was starting. So there was at least 15 to 20 minutes between when her class ended and the next one started.
And what, if anything, did she say about coming to the gym in the future?
So she had been so excited to see me because she had told me that I was one of her favorite instructors, and she was so happy to see that I was in Hingham. She was planning on coming to a lot more, and she wanted to know my schedule.
And have you seen Anna Walsh since Saturday, December 31st, 2022? I might just have one moment, Jan. Nothing, thank you, Jan.
Cross.
Good afternoon. Good
afternoon.
When was the last time you spoke to the prosecutor or police about your testimony today?
August, I believe.
Okay. You didn't speak to them today or yesterday?
No.
Okay. And you had mentioned that you are a special education teacher?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And then you also still teach bar?
Yes, that's correct.
And you're a mom?
I am.
Okay. Are you, and I'm not trying to be flip with you, but you're not a doctor?
No.
You're not a nurse?
I am not.
Did you perform any type of medical tests on Anna Walsh on December 31st?
No, I do not.
Are you aware she had any pulmonary issues that were undiagnosed?
Not that I saw.
Are you a pulmonologist?
I am not.
Are you aware of any undiagnosed cardiac issues that she may have had on December 31st?
No.
Are you aware of any neurological issues that she may have been suffering from on December 31st?
No.
And prior to December 31st, what was the last date that you saw Anna Walsh?
I couldn't tell you.
Over a year?
Probably.
Nothing further, Judge.
Any redirect?
No, thank you.
The witness may step down. Thank you.
Thank you.
Commonwealth may call its next witness.
Thank you, Your Honor. Commonwealth would call Janet Cotter.
You saw us swear or affirm the testimony of given class I have hand and hope to connect with the witness somewhat regardless.
Back this way. Just watch a step for me.
I shall.
Step all the way in this and get this chair.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Okay. All set.
And you may proceed.
Thank you, Your Honor. Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning.
Could you state your name and spell your last name for the record?
Janet Cotter, C-O-T-T-E-R.
Ma'am, what town do you live in?
I live in Hingham, Massachusetts.
In January of 2023, did you reach out to the Cohasset Police Department?
I did.
Why?
I had had an interaction with Anna Walsh at a nail salon and had subsequently read about, you know, what had happened to her. And
so I'm going to interrupt you there. I'd like to ask you about that interaction.
Certainly.
Okay. Now, when did the interaction... First off, did you know Anna Walsh at all?
I did not.
Okay. When did this interaction with Anna Walsh occur?
On New Year's Eve in 2022.
And where did it occur?
At a nail salon in Hingham called Glossy.
And now, how did you two interact at Glossy Nails?
We were just sitting side by side.
And did you have the opportunity to have any conversation with Anna Walsh?
I did.
Okay. Well, first off, what was her demeanor when you were talking to her?
She was very friendly, very open, and warm.
And do you remember what she was wearing?
I do. She was wearing yoga pants and a yoga top.
And what did she tell you about her work while the two of you were talking?
I believe she told me that she was employed in commercial real estate in Washington.
And where did she tell you that she resided?
She resided, I believe, in Washington part-time, but also lived in Cohasset.
What did she tell you about her family?
She told me she had three sons.
And did she say who was raising her three sons?
She indicated that her husband was helpful.
And what did she tell you about her plans for New Year's Eve?
She told me that she was entertaining. She was having somebody over for dinner.
No, I apologize. I interrupted you. Did she say anything else?
She did not.
And what did she tell you about her plans for New Year's Day?
For New Year's Day, she told me that she was going to some kind of special dinner. I think it was in Marblehead. And she was very much looking forward to it. She was going with just her husband.
How long did the two of you talk for?
Probably no more than 15 minutes, 20 minutes.
And I'm not someone who gets their nails done. What were you guys doing at the nail salon?
we were getting a pedicure at the time, but we were there to get both.
Did you see any injuries on her at this point in time?
I did not.
Nothing further, Your Honor.
Cross?
No questions. Thank you, Ms. Cotter.
The witness may step down. Thank you. Commonwealth may call its next witness.
Turn the platform. Raise your right hand.
Back this way, sir. May I proceed, Your Honor?
You may.
Thank you. Sir, could you please state your name and spell your last name for the record?
Christopher Murphy, Murphy.
What do you do for work, sir?
Construction.
Where were you working in January of 2023?
I was working at a painting company. I'm sorry, I haven't been working there for 3 years, so.
It's okay.
It's been a while.
All right, so you were working at a painting company?
Yes.
How long do you think you were at that painting company?
A year.
And in that time, what were your responsibilities of that company?
I was a salesperson.
Okay. In January of 2023, were you running any specials at that point in time?
Yes.
What was the specials?
We were offering 15% off any work that people needed to have done.
And so how are you contacting people at this point in time to offer the special?
We were calling all our past customers that we had, you know, we used to work for. And we do like a cold call kind of thing. And I called, you know, a bunch of people that day and The defendant was one of them.
Well, let me get to that. Okay. So when you were calling people, do you remember what phone number you were calling from? Was it a work number?
It was a work phone, yes.
And if I were to tell it to you, would it help? Would you? Well, actually, I'll ask you right now. Do you remember that work number right now?
No, I don't.
Because it's been 3 years. You have a tough time remembering where you were.
I remember my own number.
Right? All right. So at that point in time, was the number 774-534-2005 your work number?
Possible.
Okay, possible. So now, you said that you were calling people offering this special. And so at any point in time, did you have the opportunity to reach out to a Mr. Brian Walsh?
Yes, I did.
Okay, can you explain to us how?
Well, we got a list of customers that we had, you know, that were past customers, and each salesperson got a certain list. My area was in the Hingham area. So I just went down the list and called customers, and he was, you know, one of the customers on the list.
What day did you make this call?
Oof. January.
Okay. Early or late?
Yeah, early, yeah.
Okay. And did you ever have the opportunity to connect with Mr. Walsh?
I did, yes.
And so what was the conversation you had with
him? Again, just talking about, you know, work that possibly needed to be done, and he stated that he didn't need any work to be done.
Okay. And then did you ever have any subsequent communications with Mr. Walsh?
Excuse me, I'm sorry. Can
you repeat? Did you ever have the chance to talk or communicate with him again?
Once, I believe.
Okay. And how did that occur?
It was really quick.
Quick? Was it a phone call or a text message?
It was a phone call.
Okay. And who called who?
I called him first, and then I received a text later on during that day.
Okay. And you said you received a text?
Yeah.
To a cell phone?
Yes.
All right. And
yes.
Do you recognize these images, sir?
Yes, I do.
What are they, sir?
They were pictures sent to me describing a ceiling that needed to be repaired.
Okay. Now, the pictures that you're looking at here, sir, are they the pictures that were sent to you, or are they pictures of the phone with the pictures on them?
No, they're pictures of the phone, but they were sent to me, yes.
Certainly. And are they your phone?
Yes.
Does the Commonwealth would seek to have these marks as the next two exhibits?
Any objection?
None, Your Honor.
Pictures of the phone, of the messages, are now in evidence as exhibit 150, 151. Thank you.
Your Honor, may I publish?
You may.
Thank you. Ms. Gilman, if we could have what's now been marked as Exhibit 150, which has a file name of Christopher Murphy, pick page 1. Sir, can you see this on the screen?
Yes, I can.
Okay. So, whose phone is it we're looking at on the screen?
That is my phone.
Okay. And, sir, we're looking at your phone. What is the message that begins this thread? Could you read out loud?
I'm sorry. Let me just change glasses here. Oh, that's okay. It just says his address.
Okay. Does it say any names or
phone number?
Could you just read the message, sir?
It says, "Hello, Brian Walsh, S16 Chief Justice, Cushing Highway."
And does it have a phone number attached to it?
Yes, it does.
All right. And underneath that, sir, you said there's a picture?
Yes, there is.
All right. Ms. Gilman, can you scroll down again? Thank you. And can we have Exhibit 151, which is Christopher Murphy Fix page 2? Sir, I'm going to direct your attention to the bottom of this thread. Ms. Gilman, if you could enhance this. Sir, at the end of the thread, what is the message?
It says, "Good morning. Let me know about the ceiling. Best, Brian."
And what's the date on the message?
January 6th.
So, sir, did you have any phone communications with Mr. Walsh besides the initial one in relation to this damage to the ceiling?
No.
Okay.
Any cross-examination?
No questions. Thank you, sir.
The witness may step down. Thank you.
Commonwealth may call its next witness.
The Commonwealth would call Suzanne Garland.
More continuous coverage in the trial of Brian Walsh from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today is coming up. Press subscribe now so you don't miss a moment.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and 4-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and 4-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and 4-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and 4-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and 4-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and 4-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and 4-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.